Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Kelayim Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnayos are being learned with Chosrub Shleim Zalman of Zagosim Marasiyat of Choyet Zechalatim. They should be benched with a Sachat Sochan Siat Ishmael, good health, Parnasa Peshafan, Kult of Sela. And the previous Mishnah we learned that if we have a patch that's 6x6 Tefachim, we could plant 5 different species in that. And if we have a border around it, which is a Tefachai, we could plant 13 or a total of 18. Now Mishnah Beis tells us, Kol Min Zroim Ein Zarin Baruga. If it's considered a Zera, then you're not allowed to plant it in this patch of 6x6. V'chol Min Yeraka Ein Zarin Baruga. Only if it's considered Yerek, only if it's considered vegetables, then you're allowed to plant it in this patch. The reason is because something that's considered a zera is usually planted in a very large field, and when you plant it in a small patch, it's going to look like kelayim. However, vegetables are planted in small amounts, and therefore you can plant vegetables in small vegetable patches. Now here's some examples. Chardol, mustard, bafunim hashufim, and smooth beans, min zroim, that's considered a zera. Afunim hagamlonim, large beans, this is from a lushan of camel, gamol, min yark, that's considered a vegetable. Now just clarifying this concept of a border, which is a tefach chai, the Mishnah says, gvul shaya gvaya tefach venismat, let's say we had this border and we could have a total of 12 different vegetables planted around this border and it was a tefach chai, but then it lost a little bit of its height, kosher, it's still kosher, shaya kosher mitchilasu, because it started out as kosher. If you want to plant new vegetables in there, then you would have to add on to its height till you get to a total of a tefach. However, if it already has those vegetables growing in it and then it got lower than a tefach, not a problem, you can leave them there. What about the reverse case of a border which is a tefach? You have a ditch which is a tefach, hatelem, a furrow or a row which is dug in the ground, ba'amas hamayim, or water canal, shem amukim tefach, they're tefach deep, zarim l'saychen shlesh zarayim, and you could plant a total of 3 zarayim, which means a total of 3 vegetables around this ditch, around this water canal, echen mikan ve'echen mikan, one here on the right side, one here on the left side, meaning on the top of the ditch, ve'echer be'emtza, one of them inside the ditch, so you have a total of 3. And now moving on to Mishnah Gimel with something similar to what we had in the previous parak. Hayu rosh tar yarak nichnas l'saych zde yarak acher, the corner of field of vegetables is right up against a field of a different type of vegetables. Mutter, that's permitted. There's no issue of kelayim here. Bepneishu near kesef sodeu, because it's very clear that it's the end of his field. It's very clear that there's one field here shaped like a diamond, another field which is shaped like a square, and they're right up next to each other. It's obviously 2 different fields. It's not kelayim. It's not a mumble jumble mixture. Now, what about haisu sodeu zru yarak? His field is planted with one type of vegetables. Vumavakesh lita pasecha shura shal yarak acher, and now he wants to plant a different type of vegetables inside, and just one row, just a little bit of that other vegetable. So what's he supposed to do? Rabbi Shmuel says, this row of vegetables that he wants to plant has to go from the beginning of the field all the way till the end. So let's say every row in his field is 20 feet long. This row of vegetables, again, it's a different type of vegetables, but this new row of vegetables has to go from beginning all the way till end, and obviously on each side of it there has to be 6 tefachim, because as we've said previously, when you're planting different types of vegetables next to each other, there has to be a distance of 6 tefachim in between them. Now Rabbi Kiva tells us something which is a little bit more makel. He says, Arech shisha tefachim, it only has to be 6 tefachim long. It doesn't have to be the length of an entire row. However, v'rechav malai, the width has to be the full amount. The width of a standard row in a field with 6 tefachim. So now that you're planting a different type of vegetables in your field of vegetables, according to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't have to be as long as the regular row. It only has to be 6 tefachim long, but it also has to be 6 tefachim wide. It has to be wide as a regular row. Now Rabbi Huda is even more makel, and he says, Rechav kimlai rechav aparso, it only has to be wide as a footprint. 1 foot wide, that's all it has to be. 1 foot doesn't mean 12 inches, it means the width of your actual foot. However wide a human foot is, that's how wide the row has to be, and that's it. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.